Accession number 18249, Reel 3.
In an orchard,
in an orchard.
Yeah.
And there was a canal, and Germans were on one side and we were on the other.
Yeah.
And nobody would go on guard with this bloke, only they always had him with me. And there was another sergeant who wouldn't go on guard with anybody, only with me.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go with this bloke.
Yeah.
Because when you're on guard, you had to be very quiet because Germans were across the canal. Yeah. And they'd let the rabbits out.
Yeah.
And a rabbit had run over a dead branch and it didn't crack.
Yeah.
And I'm blooming sure you had to go right around. You yeah. know how these dummies are, you can these talking dolls are.
Oh, I know.
Well, a branch would crack over and
his head sure, spun on his neck.
I'm sure you had to go right around. Because we knew our German were just over canal.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gilloway, he used to go to sleep, stood up,
yeah.
and he whistled. He would always and he'd bang on his dinner, and then he'd sleep again. He said, "I'm not." And then he'd say, "Can I have a smoke?" He couldn't manage about to smoke. And he'd get down, and then as soon as he got down, it
he'd kick him,
and it didn't make him cough. But these rabbits, you know, I mean, and we used to have a patrol going across canal, our lot used to crawl across canal and wreck it, look where Germans were, and they'd pass Germans coming and wrecking us, and they never touched them, they just passed one another.
Yeah.
And they went one way, and they were going.
Well, why didn't they shoot at each other?
They didn't.
Why not?
They would just get quiet because they were on a recce and they were going from
it was like a friendly recce.
Yeah. Well, you see, they didn't want to cause any disturbance,
yeah.
because they could have been shot with German because they were more or less.
Oh, they're moving into enemy territory.
Enemy line, looking.
Yeah.
Bob used to go on them.
Yeah, you went on a lot actually, down by the canals that you were talking about.
And German one time went past us and set Manchester carriers on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them thing, and they set them on fire. They must have been time things because they can't get away.
Yeah.
And they used to go back and they pass one another. They've seen them creeping down there, and they've been creeping up there.
I think Bob mentioned something like that. That very thing where they were out on a patrol sometime, and they did that just that.
Yeah.
They saw them go past.
Well, they didn't want to be seen because they knew they'd be shot, and they didn't want to be seen, so they just kept quiet.
Yeah, I didn't ask Bob why didn't you shoot?
Well, you see, because you didn't want to cause any attraction because you didn't know how near to Germans you were.
Yeah, that's right.
And they didn't want to cause any attraction because they didn't know where they were.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, as long as they went back with information and they'd come back with information, that was it.
Yeah. What about, you know, going through there? Because I know that infantry soldiers particularly pick up a bit of loot on the way, don't they?
Aye.
You know, I mean, they take watches and they take rings.
I played Alwyn Johnson, him with Greer, you know.
Yeah.
He says he'd about six on his hand. I said, that deal you no good.
Mm.
I said, you'll suffer for that.
Mm.
He said, well, I'd be able to tell bloody time anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I won't remember Nobby Clark, you know, his nose was dripping this German and it was cold.
Yeah.
And he was peeling in his wallet,
in
his pocket, and it dropped. Well, it was icy cold in it.
He wondered what it was.
Now, I've seen, they were rotten. They broke the fingers off, forget rings.
Off dead people?
I couldn't
dead soldiers.
I never touched anything.
No, that's.
There were a bloke in Stoltenbosch.
Mm.
He was in a piggy bank, getting money out. I said, what are you doing, Ron?
A kid's big piggy bank.
Mm. I said, what are you doing, Ron? He died. I went to see him before he died.
Yeah.
Lived at Congleton.
Yeah.
I said, what are you doing? He said, if I don't take it, somebody will.
Mm.
I said, don't take it, Ron. That belongs to a child.
Mm.
So I said, it'll do you no good.
Mm.
And we were in Stoltenbosch in the house, and they were all and he said, I'm going on guard now. He went on guard, went out at all, he come back, he said, man, I've been wounded.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
He was shot across here somewhere.
Yeah, across his head.
I said, I told you.
Yeah. You said something else about a chap was taking some stuff out of churches, or some things out of churches that you put back eventually.
Then what I know about both, the gold
braid and so on, church.
Well, that's him, what's that shoe, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Corporal
yeah.
Boardman from Blackburn.
Yeah. But you put them back into a church somewhere, didn't you?
I put them all back into a church. They weren't right church,
yeah.
They were just in a church.
Bob's got a ring, by the way. I've never asked him about it before.
Yeah.
You know, that's a silver ring that he wears with a skull on. You must have noticed that.
Yeah.
Well, that's. He was saying, he told me this time, it's an SS ring.
Man, you Germans sometimes get, when you had them, they were that frightened. You know, they give you a ring, they give you a watch, you know, for butter you up like.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But I mean, I couldn't do what they did.
No.
Johnson did.
Johnson.
He kept wanting to throw that bloke off.
The German that was on the front of your...
not good what he do.
No good at all, wouldn't it?
I mean, he were having it rough, being wounded,
and
lying at top of spades and stuff.
Yeah, being bounced around.
On a track vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have thrown him off with first boom, couldn't
I? Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, about we took him back about 2 miles.
Yeah.
I know that place where me and Eric went during daytime. They said you can go and patrol up there and don't go any farther than a mile. He said Germans are definitely behind that wood.
Mm.
So Johnson, his command, he stood up with his head through there. He said, "Go on, let's go farther. Let's see if we get somewhere."
Mm.
I said, "We're not going but any farther." I said, "He told us here, and we." And then he would call for. I said, "We're turning around here."
Yeah.
He said, "Go on, I'm telling you." I said, "I'm telling you or no." And I pulled it round. I said, "General, if it was Sunday afternoon and sun was shining, I'd take it." I said, "But I'm not going."
Well, that's right, yeah. I mean, the chaps had told you it's dangerous to go any further, so why go any further? It's silly, isn't it?
Well, you were like that.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit big anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Go and get some loot. I mean, that's all he was after, really. Yeah. That's a bit. He wasn't from this part of the world, was he? That Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Well, he'd been all over.
I didn't recognise his accent on that tape when I.
He lived in Newcastle, way up there.
Oh, right.
But he lived all over.
Yeah.
He lived in outside Wigan at one time.
Did you have any. With you at that time, did you have any people that were outside of Lancashire, or were, because the only people I meet now are sort of basically Lancashire.
Yes, I don't know how I got with them.
Oh.
There were only three out of Oswald, John, East Lancs. I don't know how I got with them, because I was from Derbyshire.
Derbyshire.
And then when I got to Blackpool, they were Burnley, Cone, and all around there, Blackburn.
Yeah, I think, what's his name, Tommy Neary said the battalion started in Burnley.
Yeah, I think it's in Cone now, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Headquarters.
Yeah, something like that.
Nelson.
Ah, Nelson, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the resort's called Nelson and Coleman, isn't it?
Yes.
That resort.
And barracks on way to Bury. There's still a barracks there, and it's always neat and tidy gardens.
Yeah. What about when you got up right towards the end? When you got up into Hamburg, anything about that? I mean, I know there was no fighting there, but any recollections about
that? Well, there were prisoners all over in these little where there were any fencing, like a factory. They had prisoners all over the place. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. But the German police were lined up on the road, weren't they? They were dressed up, lined up on the road to see.
Oh yeah, they were. There weren't much trouble after war. I mean, there were plenty of Germans all over it, soldiers and all.
Yes, yeah.
A guard's father, it was one of them with a big cap on, you know.
That's the lady you're talking about that was married to your best friend, isn't it?
Yeah. Goethe.
Goethe from Germany, yes.
Yeah.
And her father was, A policeman of the old school in Germany, I suppose.
Oh, he was a German, no.
Yeah.
You say, don't, and we went trying to do a party, and they all broke up, and he said, and he was said in German, he said, they said, come on and dance, one man for you, come and dance. So he said, they're too old. Yeah. He was telling his daughter we were too old.
Oh, right.
And he thought I didn't understand him.
Yeah. What about going back again to Belgium when you were in, I think it's around the Ardennes, there were some nice places there. You got into some a place that belonged to the King of the Belgians or something or other.
Yeah.
Do you remember like a chateau place or something?
Yes, an open attic. There were boxes and boxes of pots, never been opened.
Yeah.
All beautiful cutlery.
Yeah.
You know, real china stuff.
Yeah.
Nice stuff. Boxes and boxes upstairs.
So did you go into that place then?
Yes, and that's where headquarters was.
Yeah.
But they used shell it, you know. It weren't easy when you were at headquarters there. They used shell it because they knew there were troops round, because there were always headquarter vehicles, you know.
Yeah.
Buzzing up and down, so they used fire at them.
Yeah.
But nicest place we went in, we were in Krupp's house in Essen.
Oh, yeah.
And wore a great big wide staircase and stag's heads on walls and pictures. It were beautiful. And we were told nothing must be touched.
Really?
And it was a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It were Krupp's.
Yeah.
And they used to make old tanks and...
Yeah, well, that was the armaments place in the Ruhr Valley.
I went in there, yeah. Went in works. I saw, like, part tanks and whatnot, what were being made.
Yeah.
And then we were in his house.
When was that, after the war?
Okay. Yes.
After the war.
Soon after our.
Yeah.
And it was, but we hadn't got to touch nothing because it was a lovely place.
Yeah.
It belonged to Krupp's.
Yeah. Yeah, but there was this thing of non-fraternisation, wasn't there, just after the war?
Yeah.
Whereby you were, it was Montgomery, wasn't it, that said you're not supposed to talk to them or be nice to them or...
That's when we met Gerda
and
Lottie and family.
Playing Ludo. You used to play Ludo, didn't you? Yeah. Ludo and... Snakes and ladders or something.
One time we were there, you know, and we took jackets off and that, and there's, you know, in a cool order.
In what order?
In a cool routine. And mother come to, but we were, I was in charge of parole, it was when I was a corporal.
Yeah.
And I used to take five men with me, and we used to go, on parole in Sturkrade, and I was supposed to be there, and they used to have to walk around and see as everybody were in, curfew.
Yeah.
And we're in this house, me and my mate, and other three had gone on patrol or wherever they were going, and probably making sure somebody was at the house, and we'd be in this house, and we were playing Ludo's, and this woman at the house comes, she says, Benny, comrade at the door. I said, oh, okay. I'm trying to go on the braces. And it's officer.
Well, you weren't supposed to be there?
No, I was on patrol.
Yeah.
So he says, what's going on? I said, we've just come to check in the boots. He says, where's the other men? I said, oh, they've gone up there on patrol, sir. Well, get out, he says. Get outside, he said. I'll see you in the morning. So I thought, I've had it.
Yeah.
So we're going back at midnight, and nobody's supposed to be out. It's curfew. Mm. So we're going back at midnight. I'd gone on back, my men back. And we're in a truck, and we're driving back. But you should be walking down the road with his arm round a girl.
Mm.
This officer.
Ah, so you've got him now.
Pulled up. Yeah. I said, do you want to lift, sir?
Yes, yeah.
So I jumps out the car and lets him get in the seat.
Yeah.
And let's shifted another bloke out. I said, let her sit down.
Yeah.
And then I drove off.
Mm.
And I never heard a dicky about
it. No, because now you've told him that you know that he's seeing this German girl.
He knew
right
now.
Yeah. So in other words, if you're in trouble, he's in trouble.
Yeah, he'd have been in bigger trouble.
Well, that's the same as that where the guns didn't fire earlier,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Where his gun wouldn't fire and you wouldn't shoot, and he was going to put you on a court martial, yeah, and you said to him, well, if you're on a court martial, he's on a court martial because his gun didn't fire. Yeah.
And that officer went same, you see, because he was doing wrong,
yeah,
and he was supposed to be more than me.
Were you ever frightened? You must have been frightened sometimes.
I can't remember. I never remember being frightened. I never give it a thought, me, either. A lot did, and I know a lot of them what said, we never got out of this, Benny. I said we will. And I know that they died. There were two of them what always said it, and that way he trod on them detonators.
Yeah.
And another boat, Charlie, we called him, were a bit foreign. Mm. And he was talking to me on the carrier, and he said, we should never get out of this, Benny. They were shelling like mad, and we were waiting to move on. Mm. And the shelling, he said, we should never get out. I said, we're all right. He went down and sat on, he was next but one carrier, and a shell came and blew his head off.
Yeah, terrible.
And he just said to me, not many seconds, we should never get out of this.
Mm. Mm.
And it didn't damage carrier, it just hit him. He was stood up.
Yeah.
He was getting a carrier, and as he stood up, he just hit his head.
The same thing happened to one of Jimmy Smith's mates, I think, on a bridge in St. Turgenbosch. He said a friend of his that he was very friendly with, and he saw his grave this time for the first time.
Yeah.
That same thing happened.
Yeah.
A shell came over, apparently, bang, his head's gone.
Well, shame be that, and what you saw in that carrier going up them lines, that Jackie Barr, who was from where Bob lives, and he was, you know, when they moved the gun, they couldn't pull it unless somebody sat at barrel,
because
all weight were there,
so he
had to sit at barrel, and he sat at barrel, because they were moving it into another position, and he got shot while he was on barrel.
Terrible.
The only young bonny lad, he was a nice lad and all.
Yeah. You were in trouble there once with a chap on a barrel of a gun, you were saying earlier.
Ah, that's when I wouldn't pull it, when he put me on a charge.
Yeah.
But you couldn't pull it. And this bloke, he was officer, he says, he's refusing order whilst on active service. And this commanding officer says, what was you doing? I said, the gun was in a ditch, sir. I said, and I'd only a young lad with me. I said, and we couldn't pull it. I said, I know, sir, you're supposed to do in the army. Do it. If you can't do it, complain after, but do it.
Mm.
I said, but this was a case when we couldn't do it, sir.
Mm.
And this bloke kept butting in, he's refusing order whilst on active. I thought I'd ruin the invasion. It was before we'd gone abroad. No, it was in England.
Oh, that was in England, that one.
And you thought I'd messed the invasion.
Called the invasion off,
And he said, now, why didn't you pull it? I said, sir, we could not pull it. I said, he was only a young lad. I said, and the wheel had got in a ditch, and the sergeant were on the barrel, shouting, go on. I said, we just couldn't pull it, so we put the gun down.
Mm.
I said, it isn't something as you do and complain after. I said, we just couldn't do it.
Mm.
He said, will you take my punishment? And this bloke butts in again. He refused service while active. In fact, that bloke committed suicide for messing with one of Batman.
Really?
While he was in prison, he committed suicide. And then what comes to Preston from Lytham, there's one come from Lytham.
What's his, do you know his name is?
No.
I may not have met him.
He's usually there. Anyway, we're his uncle, captain.
And he's the one that was thumping and yelling and shouting.
He said, he refused an order.
Yeah.
And the officer kept trying, sir, will you take my punishment? He said, he's refused an order while some active serving.
Yeah.
And this, I think he was getting annoyed.
Yeah.
He said, no, will you take my punishment? Have a court martial. I said, I'll take your punishment, sir.
Yeah.
He says, all right, 7 days CB. So that's when I went to prison.
Yeah.
And we're in a stable.
In a stable.
And that's when he sent me some squash liquor sauce.
Oh, that's right. when your mate sent you squash the liquor sauce in a letter.
Yeah, back off leave quick enough to see me.
Because your best mate has died now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Recently, yeah.
12 months.
Yeah, 12 months ago, yeah.
January 1st.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was with him at Wednesday when he gave me that.
Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't talk then. When he could talk, he rang up and said, when you come, I want you to have one of my cars. So when I went that Wednesday, he had them all in a case.
Mm.
And he couldn't talk, and his son were here, aren't they? And he kept saying, and I carried on talking, and he's, Ian says, he wants you to get one of them cars, get one, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So I got this one, I said, I'll take this out because it's the same colour as yours.
Yeah.
And I gave it to him for giving me.
Yeah.
And he gave it me, and he died exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's very sad.
And I never knew you could miss anybody.
Yeah,
like because that. We were through war from when we started. And you know, I was lucky, I went on ration wagon, and I was left at Blackpool after they'd gone.
Yeah.
Fergie and them, they didn't like me stopping and them going.
Yeah.
So when they go in, I said, you've got my address, have you? Squire's Gate.
Yeah.
So shut up.
So you're going to stay there for the rest of the war?
No. So when I went after, word come was all A1 men had to go.
Yeah.
Because I was fetching ration from Preston to Blackpool for everybody.
Yeah.
So all A1 men had to go. Guess what? I was sent to where they were.
All right.
So when we landed in this truck, we pulled up in this field, and Fergie's doing some gun drill, running right. Well, I started laughing. I laughed my head off. And that night, there's nowhere for us to sleep. We had sleep in trucks all night.
Yeah, yeah. That was in June, wasn't it? Was that in June?
Yeah.
Start of June, maybe? It was before you went, anyway, wasn't it? When you went in July.
A lot of men got drowned in the river there, you know.
Oh, did they?
At Moulton.
Yeah.
And they said that was another lot. I'd just joined them that day, and I took me tin half a daft badge painted on.
Yeah.
And I was on guard. Now this day, well, that hat wasn't there. I was on guard at night.
What badge did you have to have painted on then?
It was, I think, some mark for like 1st Battalion.
Oh, right, okay.
Some
mark. Yeah, whatever the mark was, yeah.
So, I was on guard that particular night, so I had to go to shop where they paint them and get me that.
Yeah.
But during that time, everybody had to go to the river, full pack, and jump in.
Yeah.
And they were good swimmers. One were a trainer swimmer.
Yeah.
And rushes in water, pulled them under, and oh, I forget how many were drowned.
Yeah.
And he was lucky he didn't jump in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because luckily, this panic had started, so a lot didn't have to jump in. But everybody actually was supposed to jump in at once, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And then what didn't, were lucky, because there were all this weed underneath.
And it dragged them down.
Well, it got fast in the legs, you see, because you know how it's blowing about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And obviously got moved.
Yeah.
Now, Sergeant, we had to go to the funeral, and Sergeant Major had us. And I couldn't slow march. I couldn't slow march for Duffy. And Sergeant Major had me slow marching. And they're still watching me, and he's doing it separate, and I'm trying, I couldn't do it, I would think. And he said, as I was doing, he kept saying, he said, one, pause. And then he said, he'd done it 1,000 times while I was doing it. And then he said that, and then I went blue when I said it. I said, just say it one more time, sir.
Hey, your phone's going.
Is it?
Yeah. So you couldn't hear that, could you?
No.
by March.
Nobody in March with me. I don't know what will matter with
no,
me.
No, because you put everybody else out of time, wouldn't
you? Always.
Yeah.
They won't march for me, they'll shove me at middle. And it went and said that if I were there, somebody had to shut off you.
Were you always the one when they said turn left, you'd turn the other way? Okay?
Well, no, but I always seen we didn't go many farther before I had them all skipping, changing step. I don't know why I didn't do it on purpose. I just couldn't do it. And sometimes when you're marching, you get more.
Both arms going the same direction.
And all them up, magic books, all them up. I must have been thick or something. I was always like that. They weren't standing near me. You shook me in.
You can't blame them, though, can you?
Oh, you know, I'd have given anything now for him to be here. If she could have been here, you could have filled 20 of them.
Yeah, because he would trigger you off on stories, and likewise, you would do the same to him.
We were bringing up bowels, we were.
Yeah.
You know, I look at that 400 times. I'm always looking at it.
What happened to him? What did he die of in the end?
Cancer.
Yeah, cancer.
But he had that bypass.
Yeah.
And he had that bypass, and he was champion. And then all of a sudden, a big lump come here.
Mm.
And what it was, his body rejected stitches.
Yeah.
And they took him out, whatever there was.
Yeah.
And his rib cage were free.
Oh, man.
So he was always touching a nerve or something, you know. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. And then he finished up with cancer on his liver, I think.
Yeah.
I used to go and see him in. He's been in about 3 hospitals. I went to see him a long way up in towards Lakes, or one time. Mm-hmm. Gisborne, it's called.
Gisborne, yeah, past Gisborne, where I went.
Oh, no, it's near Skipton, that. Yorkshire. Gisborne.
Yeah, but I think I passed the signs for Gisborne.
Well done, yes. It is that way.
Yeah, I saw the signs up there.
Gisborne and Skipton, and Skipton's a nice place. And you go through Gisborne to Skipton, and you go, it is Blackburn and that way, and Burnley.
Yeah.
In fact, it wasn't very far from Burnley, Gibson.
Yeah.
I went to see him there, and I went to see him in the hospital in Burnley, and I went to see him in the hospital in Manchester.
Yeah.
I used to go see him a lot.
Yeah. But you've had some experiences over there in that, because it wasn't such a long time, was it, when you think about it, in space of time. You know, you got there in July of 44, and you were there until the end of the war was April, but in that time a lot happened,
I got demobbed in February.
February
46, and then you were on reserve for perhaps it's only a few weeks after.
Was it you who said Reuben, that when the war was over in Germany, was it you that said, oh, we've had what was it, a Jerry Christmas, so now I suppose we'll have a Jappy New Year?
They said we were going to Japan. They said, hey, there's someone who's been sent to Japan.
Yeah.
And it were Christmas.
Yeah.
I said, so, we've had a Jappy Christmas, and now we're going to have a Jappy New Year.
So what's this one? What's this you got?
There's all that little writing. Somewhere there. Some writing somewhere.
What's this one about, Reuben?
Well, it said what a good soldier was.
Ah, right.
But he said, especially in action. I don't know what it cost.
Yeah, especially for attacking deer, as I would think it says.
Is it that very fine writing?
Yeah, it might be. It says,
what's it say? Can you read it?
It's a bit washed out. It says, a good soldier with a very good record, especially in action.
Yeah.
Oh, well, excuse me for laughing. But a few of what you told me. He has an excellent mechanical knowledge, and as a, I think it says, a driver and mechanic.
Of every vehicle.
Is that what it says? And has done some really good work. This is a first class driver of any type of vehicle. Well, well, Ruben.
Well, there you are. I'll admit he doesn't look very educated with his writing.
No, the writing's a bit scribbly, yeah. No, I